morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98 KUPD. It is Volbeat there, Dead But Rising. Off the air, we were talking about how I've quit on... There's a book called The Paradox of Choice, which is an incredible look deep. It was written in 2003 or 4 or something like that, but it's an incredible thing that said eventually humans will have too much to choose from and they'll revolt. Well, Target just did a study and found out that that's a real true thing. They were selling like 40 different can openers and couldn't figure anything out, so they're like, maybe we pull some back. And they saw like this sharp rise in can opener sales, and they're like, we took some away. People had too many choices. They'd get confused. And when faced with the paradox of choice, the majority of human beings choose nothing, which is a weird trait in all of us, that when it confuses us, we don't like feeling dumb or wrong. We walk away from it and go someplace where it seems more, we like the Goldilocks thing, good, medium, small, like, and we pick one of the three. We don't like 20, and that's kind of what...
It does make it tough, like when you go, like if you're Amazon Prime or whatever, and you type in whatever product, it's got
yeah.
all
oh,
these.
Oh, you got too much. And if there's way too much, you're like,
which one.
I'll look
and
at this later.
They all have reviews
right.
on them.
Right. And there's 600 prices and there's 600 things. You're like, I'm going to make a mistake. And before
but what's
you
wrong
you
with
quit.
That, though? I don't see. I mean.
Choices are great.
I'm fine with going, ah, screw it. I'm yeah. not dealing with it right now.
Right. But that's what. And that's actually a body function. Your brain says, shut this down for a minute. It's not you making a conscious choice. It's your body saying, I can't do this. Your brain is basically overloading like a computer saying, deal with this another time.
Is it? But how's that different from when we were going to the video store back in the day and that, we'd
that's
stand
where
in there for 2 hours?
The guy wrote the book based on that.
Really?
Basically about like when you go to record stores and you don't have anything in mind and you look and you're like, it's daunting. And he said, and so he started to look into it in the 90s when
I used to kind of enjoy that.
Too. Everybody who had time and irresponsibility. Read
right.
this book.
If you had hours to kill.
The scary thing is your uniqueness in your brain is zero. You realize, I really liked it. Everybody did when you were irresponsible. When you were a person with a job and you had 20 minutes to go get a movie, Blockbuster and all the video stores were miserable experiences.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, but we were young. We could spend an hour in a Blockbuster on a Friday afternoon.
That's true.
And so
yeah, you're ready to check out?
You didn't care. You weren't going for the choice. You were going for the hang. It was weird.
It's a good quote here. Unfortunately, the proliferation of choice in our lives robs us of the opportunity to decide for ourselves just how important any given decision
yeah.
is.
Yeah, your decision-making skills are very much out of your control in a certain aspect. This book is great. So we were talking about that. And then Eric started to talk about a TV show he's watching. And like the paradox of choice really went crazy with the streaming services and stuff, and it does, which is why Friends was triple the downloads. We go to familiarity, we go to something we like rather than choose something new because we don't want to waste.
Well, here's the Blockbuster's in your house
but,
now.
Yeah,
you
so,
always fall into a pattern in life, I think. Like,
sure.
So now instead of scrolling through my DirecTV guide all day and
right.
all night, I wait till I hear reviews. Like if a buddy says, "Hey, this show's really
right.
good," I go, "All right, now I'll check it out," and I try it, and
see,
I don't
now,
like
me,
it, I move on.
The big problem I have is now I think entertainment is all individualized to where it's like you don't really relate to people as much as you used to with it because it's more like I'm on this track and you're on this track. So it has become that. So I've kind of
– But you don't like people anyway, John. You
no,
don't need to relate
I
to
still,
them.
I still chat with folks. I don't like human – I like individuals. I don't like people.
Okay.
So that's the difference. And I'm not alone there. So you go into these things thinking, well, I'm doing entertainment for myself. And Eric said, I'm watching this show and this show. And Barry's like, I want to try that, but I can't because it's – and you're all on different pages. So you'd be watching for your own entertainment. I don't find many shows good enough to hold my attention. But I do love hate watching. And so what I've discovered is this podcast that the late Robert Conrad from the Wild Wild West did. And it was 2 hours long. And we watched a little piece of Robert Conrad sucking wine down post-stroke. Talking to people who still want to have sex with Robert Conrad, which is one
I'm
of the
most... curious at who came up with this format of him in front of a green screen.
Yeah, well,
the camera
is...
zoomed in on him.
Yeah, of all, well, that's because he can't leave the house, so they put up a thing behind him because he used to be in a studio. But this is the most unhealthy 2 hours I've ever spent in my life, laughing hysterically at an old man.
Are we not allowed to see the other people? They never
no,
show
no.
up.
Fast forward to the guy who looks like Canadian Seth Rogen. There he is on top of the bank. He shoots out of the top of the bank every once in a while.
Are you kidding
half
me?
Half a torso that pops out of the top
Who
of the bank.
Who came up with this?
Oh, it's the best hate watching ever. So I don't follow things. People, my friend Chris last night, it's like, are you watching Narcos? I'm like, Chris, I'm done talking about that stuff. If you're not interesting enough to to talk to me without bringing up shows. We're not going to be on the same page. It was a waste of time. And he started laughing. Anyway, we have friendship to talk about. We have things.
But see, John, just like I was saying, I appreciate you bringing this up.
Oh, absolutely.
Up, and now I'll check it out as part of my
evening. But that's my thing. I'm now going to, what can I find that's the strangest, most entertaining? Because I'm only entertained by loony one-offs more so than, like, documentaries get me, but I don't like series anymore.
Yeah, because, I told you and Brady about the Hitler documentary. Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys watched the Tell Me Who I Am one. That's gold. But it's it's one day.
You forget on the verbal stuff a lot of times.
Like, but what's the name? I'm in a wormhole of crazy, and I'm enjoying it way beyond any series they could produce. This Robert Conrad thing.
I would log some time on that.
2 hours. You won't make it through 10 minutes. I guarantee it. You don't have the way to watch that I have, tolerant.
I would go 15 maybe. Tops.
I am so tolerant.
I get
awful.
The gist of it.
You would be like, gee, that was a rough watch. But you'll get, because you'll start feeling sorry for
it. So what gems are you pulling out of this?
Oh, I have about 61 pictures of screens. Sometimes his headphones start to slide off, and they're like on his cheeks, and he can't hear the callers, and the callers are going nuts, like, I love you and this and that. And he's just sitting there, and then there's no noise. Then the Wild Wild West theme song starts, and they just sit there and go, all right, thanks for calling. And then the guy who's hosting it is just in love with Robert Conrad, old Robert. Oh, it's so great. It's just.
Do you think he needed to do this?
No, but he was known to have one of the biggest egos ever. He tried to fight Gabe Kaplan on Battle of the Network Stars once. So this dude was filled with ego. He tells the same story twice in this thing, which is hilarious. His eye won't stop weeping, like just open gooey sore. It just keeps wiping away all the glop. Oh, it's my favorite show ever. Ever. Yeah, I can hate watch terrible, and this thing is about as terrible as it gets. On the flip side, they're selling a lot of ads, and I haven't figured that out yet. It's time now for Brady to entertain us with the other music, because we're running late. Brady, please, for God's sakes, brought to you by ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Your kids are going to graduate from high school and run off to college. Well, gosh darn it all, get them prepared for college life, and some of that means being aware of what's going on around them. Yeah, there's half of a man sitting in a bank.
He goes full size at times.
You can find never. The host never goes full size.
Oh, I think I might do that this afternoon. Search podcasts like this.
Yeah.
There has to be so many.
I prefer
900,000.
I'm sure.
I prefer talking about things that are dreadful and people thought were good than I ever think about. Hey, yeah, Witcher's there? Okay. I've watched 8 hours of Witcher. It's all right.
What happened there?
Anyway, I'm in the middle of something. Shut up. I shouldn't have introduced you idiots to this.
It's glorious,
yeah,
John.
It is. It's a train wreck right in front of you for 2 hours.
Why is he on the bank?
It is mesmerizing. It's
a man that sits on the bank. A man sits on an old West bank.
What?
Stop it. Anyway, if you want to beat up your friends who can't follow the bouncing ball, shut up.
Hey, this is your fault.
Go to React Defense. No, I didn't realize you guys were this weak-minded. ReactDefense.com.
Use some of your skills now.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
I can't. It's killing me.
You want to get in shape and accomplish something, it's going to happen a lot better at React Defense than it is at any gym where you're standing on a treadmill and not getting it done. Challenge yourself. It is a challenge. And teach these kids that, you know, maybe if you're wandering around by yourself, being prepared is not a bad thing. It's not paranoid. It's prepared. And it's also an achievement. It's not a workout. Head on over to ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, formerly the home of Robert Conrad. Brady, entertain.
Michaela Spielberg, the 23-year-old adopted daughter of Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw, is launching a porn career.
All right.
And
Stop right there. We don't care what her parents say. The public says yes.
They're not upset.
I don't care that Steve. I just hope she doesn't look like Steven Spielberg. She's not pretty. Brady, just
No.
Why don't you just say it on the air? Don't just shake your head at me and make me do
it. I just said she does not look like Steven Spielberg.
No.
She's adopted.
Brady, your face said she's ugly.
How does the daughter of Steven Spielberg need to be a porn star?
Because she's getting back at daddy. And those are the best porn
stars. That's hardcore, man. Because she's got money, right?
Solo porn videos, erotic videos.
It's not about the money. It's about, you want to see what a Spielberg can do on film? Watch this.
Under the name of Sugar Star.
I'm looking this up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, forget Robert Conrad. Get me that video.
Harry and Meghan will officially step down from the royal family on March 31st.
I didn't realize that was a job. Like, they've been stripped of their title. They're not allowed to say royal. He can't use his military
name. They will step
name.
Down as senior royals.
Yeah.
They did lose a couple of titles from their long-ass name.
That's what I'm saying. He lost, like, major general from the army. He's not allowed to say stuff about who he is, and I think they're fine with it.
He will retain his Royal Highness titles, and she will continue to be known as the Duchess of Sussex.
They were smart, though, because she said, I don't want to be here anymore. And he's like, me neither. Like, we need to get out of here. Let's move to Vancouver before your grandma tries to run me over in a tunnel.
He also remains sixth in line for the throne, which along with $6 is good for a smoked butterscotch frappuccino.
A smoked cappuccino?
Say that to Prince Harry. That and $6 will get you a frap.
Right, I realize that. I've quit the royal family.
Disney is reportedly planning to reboot Planet of the Apes.
Again?
Yep.
They just finished it. And it
was
good.
Buying 20th Century Studios gives them the Planet of the Apes.
Wow. No new ideas.
The last few were actually really good movies.
Yeah, they were.
They were surprisingly excellent. Yeah, and I don't see a need to, like, there's nothing I thought, man, they could improve this and that. It was good.
Woody Harrelson was a badass.
Everybody, the whole thing. I was, like, really happy with the last couple of. Accidentally stumbled on that, too. It was just on HBO, and I was, I watched some of this. I was riveted. They're good ones. All right, well, there you go.
Well, they did it to Batman, too. I mean, Batman
That's
was
way,
great.
Way
Christopher
gone.
Nolan's yeah. Batman. And then, well, Batman we got to keep doing more.
They kept doing the Batman thing, and I don't know if they called those reboots when they went to Clooney and,
Val Kilmer.
Terrible. Yeah, he just kept it at Keaton. That would have been fine. But then now, well, we'll see. They're going to do another one. Planet of the Apes, that's still fresh. Doesn't make sense. All right, we're all done. Let's get the hell out of here. Tomorrow's Friday already. Can you believe that? Week's going fast. Be careful. We've had heat-related incidents yesterday at 77. It's going
to hiking?
No hiking. No. Keep your kids and cats inside. It's almost 80 degrees today. Over 12 heat-related incidents yesterday at the Trump rally. My goodness.
I thought the Trump supporters were supposed to be all badass and stuff.
Not in that. Heat.
No, they're not in
like
heat.
Like ice cream outside. Can't do that.
They got their guns and camo on.
Well,
and
actually,
they
still two
of
them.
The
two
heat.
Of them were the pasty lesbians over on the.
Oh, were they
side.
The protesters?
So, yeah,
okay.
It's universal human behavior.
So
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Both sides.
Red or blue, you're going to melt in 77 degrees. Evidently, I don't know how that works. Either way, be careful out there. 80 degrees coming your way. I don't understand it. I think you're going to be fine. We're done. We'll catch you guys tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.